We are Lova Lola Zara. And so the Gemara has this drasha that the reason we don't turn Eidim Zomim into Ben Grush Ben Chalutza is because you're not going to turn their kids in, Lova Lola Zara, and that's a chisaron of Kashazom. So we ended off yesterday's shiur discussing the short little tosis on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph. Tosis says, but inon Kashazom Veleka, Kasha Heikam Shweidim Shumitsu Sheini, De'enon Boin Lifsol Zaro, Ki'im lepaslo im keim nifsal. So perhaps if the edus is an edus of mitzvah sheni, so we know mitzvah sheni is posel him, but not posel the zera. So maybe the edus zom should become mitzvah sheni. That is the kasha. Tosis answers v'yeshom d'mikol makom ishto nifselas de pasla bibiyaso uksiva sisim lo kasha zomam lasos lo below the ishto. Is that true? A mitzvah sheni will not have any effect on the next generation, but if this mitzvah sheni now has beer with a woman, that woman now is nivala lepasula, had beer with a psul, and now that she has beer with a psul, she becomes asura lekoin. So is there a collateral effect to mitzvah sheni? The answer is there is. So just like we have a drasha lo velole zara, we'll have a drasha lo velole ishto, and the din is extant. Now the Meiri points out that this is not l'kol ha'deis. There's two deis in the Gemara, in Yavamas actually, whether a Yavama is, whether this mitzvah sheni is posel ishto. One mandama says posel ishto, the other mandama says it's not posel ishto. So according to that mandama, you don't have zara, you don't have ishto. So what do you have left? Well, what is there? There's no... So maybe indeed you should say Kasha Zama. So Tosis answers, well, to be a mitzvah sheni, to be a mitzvah sheni, what do you have to be? Your dad had to have been a mitzvah risha. So by going ahead and postal the son as a mitzvah sheni, there's a psul, also a collateral damage to the father as well. And therefore you're going to say, lo velo le zaro, le ishto, le ovid. There's always going to be some kind of collateral damage.
That would
that's what he says. That's what it says. That's what it says. So you'll have that consequence as well. That's the meaning. Now, if you look at the Ritva on this sukya, so the Ritva, and we're going to look at, you're going to need your Ritva here, we're going to need your Ritva open, because we're going to do a lot of Ritva inside today. The Ritva, deeper, not yet. The Ritva, I'm going to learn the Ritva inside with you. Deeper masav lifsalei lidide. So the Ritva has some very significant comments. Very significant. And the Ritva writes as follows. Perish. So first one, Havamina. V'lifsele l'dide v'lo le zare. Says the Ritva, amazing comment, alam d'shakam, just I want you to appreciate. Is that even possible? Is it possible l'lifsele l'dide v'lo le zare? Is it possible? So says the Ritva, how is it possible that you can passel the Eidim and not their children? So the Ritva says it's possible. I'll tell you how it's possible. Perish. Dekevan she'ein psulam ela midere knas milsa de'efshehu she'yehu pasel v'zaro kosher. What extremely significant thing is the Ritva saying over here? Yes, Shneir. That's correct. Excellent. We're not turning them into new people. They are not becoming chalalim. Because if they were becoming chalalim, then can you bifurcate them from zera? No, because the definition of a chalal is his offspring's a chalal. So what are we doing? It's just bederek knas. What does he mean, bederek knas? What does that mean? It is a transference of an onesh. Of an onesh. You're transferring the onesh. He's now chayav, has dine chalal. He has dinei chala, but he's not a chola. So can you give him dinei chala, not his kids dinei chala? Sure. So that's what the Ritva is saying. And then the Gemara answers, Parkina, but you know, Kazam Veleka, Perish, the Anaboyin, she's Kabayim, Kol Mashes Mamo, Lufie Dusam, Zaro, Hayu Chalalim. So there's a Chisaron in Kasher Zaman, because their Eidos was affecting the Nidon and his children, and this would only affect him and not his children. Okay. Vikasubatisis. I'm skipping a little. Shime Ido love Shimitsu Shani Haya Shizaro Haya Kasher Shehem Shlishi Afilu Haki Lykin Vein Nivsal and Dakati Ikalamidras Lovalola Ishto. Vafilu Ainlo Isha Ain Lachalok. Let's say this according to Tisus, let's say the guy's not married. Should that make a difference? Says Tisus, says the Ritva, it doesn't make a difference because at the end of the day, the Nidon was made a halal, and any woman that he would have relations to would become Nivel al Pasla. We're not going to do that over here. Lo velo le ishto. Ve'ein ze mischaver kol hatzorech. Says the Ritva, I don't think this is correct. Why? De legabe zaro, shem karo shelo, shayach lomar de leka kasha zama. Ava legabe ishto. Kavan dibididei miskayim, shaper karina vasizma kazam lasas achiv, elashay shloma shedinam emes al chilka Torah bipsule yuchs. Could someone explain to me in their words what is the Ritva saying and what is the Ritva's lumdisha position? What's the Ritva arguing about? According to the Ritva, is there a psul of lo velo le ishto? No. According to the Ritva, is there a psul of lo velo la aviv? No. Is there a psul of lo velo la zaro?
Yes.
Why is there a psul? Why is there a din of lo velo la zaro, but not lo velo la ishta? Mr. Rubin? Correct, but
if the relationship is with himself, the children, the relationship is with him, but with his father, the relationship is with the father.
You're correct. You're correct, but what's he saying? So what's the idea?
So then Torah is discounted.
What's the idea? Yeah.
His kids are literally, says his own.
Okay, so this language is a Shas language. Kara Didei. Your offspring are an appendage of you, a hemshech of you, an expansion and extension of you. And therefore, to go ahead and say, I'm passling the Nidon, which has an expansion, I'm going to passle the Eidim and not the children, that's not inherently Kasher Zama. It's not Kasher Zama. What about the wife? What about the Tati? Apparently, what is the Ritva saying? Do we care about collateral damage? The answer is, if it's called collateral, we don't care about collateral damage. If it's inherent, the kids are part of Achiv. Wife and dad, that's collateral damage. I don't care about collateral damage. Does Tosis care about collateral damage?
Yes.
What's the machlokes? Why does Tosis, yes, care about collateral damage, and the Ritva does not care about what I'm calling collateral damage? I'm going to give you a hint. The Torah demands in this parsha, ka'asher zomam le'ochiv. You must give the same punishment you're giving there, must go over here. If it's not the same, it's not Kasher Zama. According to Tosis, Well, if I'm affecting his wife and my wife's not getting affected, it's not kasha zama. It's not kasha zama. It's a different punishment. Collateral damage matters. According to the Ritva, collateral damage doesn't matter. What's the Ritva's position? What's Tosis's position? Zalman. Let's start with the Tosis.
Because there's, I guess, any damage associated with your achiv.
Any damage associated with your achiv. I'm gonna use a word that I think is gonna be a helpful word. According to Tosis, kasha zamam is viewed quantitatively. We look, who did this edus affect? Did it affect other human beings? Did it affect the father? Yes, not affecting my father. Did it affect the wife? Yes, not affecting his wife. Quantitatively, it's affecting others that are not being affected by him. That's not called kasha zamam. According to the Ritva, I think the Ritva is operating with a theory of something we said before, identity transference. Identity transference.
I thought
we just said you were transferring. I did say that. And I'm glad you asked that question. Where we are. Give me a second to like say it, and then I'm going to think about how to answer your question. It's a good question. Is we're not turning him into a halal. The Torah can't turn him into a halal. That we can't do. We don't have the ability to do that. Rav Chaim said, yes, he's going to turn him into a halal in Havamina, so that everything, he's a halal. Said the Ritva, we're not turning him into a halal. That's not what I'm saying. We're not turning him into a halal. But we are giving him everything that comes with being a chala, all dine chala. Now, dine halal would mean that just like we can slap you with a din halal, we can also slap your kids with kids of a chala. We're not slapping children. We can slap your kids with the effect of being the kids of a chala. In other words, we're transferring onesh, but we're transferring an onesh in an identity way. We're not making him into a halal, but he has the identity of a halal, which means his kids will then, if we're playing it out, will also be b'nei halal, which is halal. Says the Gemara, you can't do that because lo v'lo le zara, which means, have we really given him halal identity?
No.
Why? Because if we gave him halal identity, his kids would be halal. But if we gave him halal identity, then what would be the impact on his wife? If he had beer with his wife, he'd be nivel apasala. Says the Ritva, that doesn't bother me. That's okay. Why is that okay? Because is his identity that of a halal? Yes. He's not a halal. I'm not saying he's a halal. I'm not saying Rav Chaim. He has halal identity. As such, anything that is a direct outflow of halal identity has to be, that's called part of achiv. His kids are a direct outflow. Why are his kids a direct outflow? Because how do they become halal? What does he have to do to make them into halal? What does he have to do to make them into halal? The answer is nothing. They're born, they're halal. Does he have to do something for his wife to become a halal? Yes. It requires a ma'isabiyah. That is already external to the edus. That's something that's like, that's what we're calling collateral. His kids are not collateral. That's a direct outflow because they're kara davua. Therefore, if you're not impacting the kids, they're not going to become halal. If, however, the wife, that requires the raya, the fact that he requires a maisa to do anything to his wife, that means there's something else. It's collateral. It's external. That's not kara davua, and therefore that, says the Ritva, there's no din of lo v'lo le ishto. Similarly, there's no din of lova lola aviv, because that has nothing to do with him. That's not karadav. What has nothing?
He doesn't have to do an action for his father.
It has nothing to do with him. That knows he. That's totally external to him. But his father is not kara diday. He might be kara davua, but he is not. His father is not kara diday. Noble. Now, one second. Can I just? So that's Ritva and that's Tosis. Now I bumped into an amazing idea. Did anyone track down an Oitzim of Farshat Talmud? This is what we kill back in the day. Back in the day, when we were like youngsters, everyone used a sefer. This sefer is written on a couple of masechtas. It just summarizes like all the Rishonim and all the Achrayim. We used to call it, back in the day, it was known as the Green Monster. That's what
it's
we called it.
That's what it was called.
There's a Green Monster. Everyone says, did you check the Green Monster? That was what it was called. That's green cool. Sefer. That's, anyway.
Before you go, can you just explain, what does Tosos hold separately?
Tosa says, as long as he's saying that as long as there is a quantitative failure of Kasha Zama, there are people that are affected by the Eidos that would not be affected in the Kasha Zama, that's a Chisaron and Kasha Zama.
Is
Ones transference. Ones transference, and you do not, and there's a, and it's a quantitative idea. It's a quantitative idea. Let me illustrate, before I get to the Green Monster, let me illustrate the chakira between onus transference and identity transference. So let me illustrate with a nafka.
Is the identity the same thing as the Gemara did transference?
Similar, yes. What I'm trying to say is I'm not turning the Nidon into a halal. He is not becoming a halal, meaning molecularly, genetically. Because then...
According to either of them?
Right. It's an onesh. We're slapping an onesh, but it's via identity or just onesh?
In certain cases, would Tosas say different? Because we said yesterday in the Tosas of Simon Glass Cohen, we said that he felt that it would be a Gemara Din transference. But in the case of
Simon Glass Cohen. In that discussion.
Right.
But let me just, I don't want to get us confused. It's very important I don't get you confused. Now, stay. One second. I asked a question. I asked this thought question. Maybe this will help illustrate this. So, Aiden come in and testify that a husband was motzi shemra on his wife. What is motzi shemra? Naramarasa, accused her of znus. What's the punishment? And now it turns out that if a husband accuses his wife falsely, it's one of the rare cases of loke umishal. So what happens to this husband when he's motzi shemra? He gets malchus and he has to pay a knas. Now watch this. Aiden testified that this father, this husband, was motzi shemra. Good? Now the Aidim are found to be Aidim Zomamim. What is the consequence of their having become Adam Zom? Luber.
What?
Get in the game.
Oh.
No, I'm not asking to answer. I'm asking to get in the game. What are the two possibilities? If you hold identity transfers, what do we slap, or Gemar Din trans, if you like that, what are we slapping onto the Adam Zoman? We are saying, we are slapping them with a din of Motzi Shemra. With a din of Motzi Shemra, what's the punishment? Loike Umishal. But if we're saying we're going to slap them with not a din of Motzi Shemra, identity chance, but rather give them what they intended to give to that guy, so they intended to give what? Malchus and Mammon. So they should have to pay Malchus and Mammon, but do you ever have to pay Malchus and Mammon? In general? No. Kedei Rishasso, Mishum Risha Achasa Machavi Tamachavishum, Shtei Rishoyos. When do you have to pay Malkas and Mamo? If you're Motzi Shemra. Is the Eden Zoma Motzi Shemra? If you hold identity transference, they become Motzi Shemra, look in a Shalem. But we're just slapping them with the onus of Malkas and Mamon. Now, for Adam Zomim, Malkas and Mamon, no, you're going to get Mishum Risha Achas at the Machai, Yitam Machai, Mishum Stay with Shais, and you're only going to have to pay one. You're only going to have to pay Mamon Ve'enu.
But even if you hold Onesh, then you can say that just because that's not a regular Onesh, you can still get that Onesh.
And I'm saying that for one Maisa, you don't get two Onesh.
Except if it's
Motzi Shemra. Are these Kasha Zamams, no, are these Aiden violating Motzi Shemra?
But Onesh transfer doesn't mean that you need to like be a regular person getting a standard Onesh. It means that you need to be, or that you're a regular person getting the Onesh of what you try to do.
Yes, but now you're going to be governed, but now you're going to govern the Aiden with Hilchos Onesh. Not Hilchos, not the Chidush.
No, because they would get that exact Onesh. They're not covered by those.
Why not?
They're special Hilchos Aiden's
own. And I'm saying, that there's only one case, maybe two, of Leika Meshach. And that's called Motzi Shemra. Did they violate Motzi Shemra?
Well, if you want to say Onesh, then
so, no. Right. So I'm suggesting, as a Nafkamina, take a look. Suva Slamet Gimel has this discussion and concludes that you don't give them Loka Meshalim. You only get one punishment, Mishum Risha Achas. In other words, again,
I'm asking, how does it make sense? Because they're working on their Elchus Adam Zomim, which you would get that. And if you hold Onesh,
I know. So they're Chayev. They're Chayev.
I understand what you're saying.
Let's say I'm a Chal Yontif. If I'm a Chal Yontif, and in the process of being a Chal Yontif, I also damage someone's shirt. So I'm Chayev Malkas for Chal Yontif, and I damage someone's shirt. Do I get both punishments?
No.
I don't get both punishments. Why? Because not Motzi Shemra. I only get Motzi. Who to punish Motzi Shemra? It's not Motzi Shemra. So yes, you could say what you're saying, but I'm just highlighting. I want you to. You can argue what you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to highlight help you understand the difference between onus transference and a transference of gemardin, of identity transference. Now, hashta de'asis lahachi. I once, many years ago, bumped into the Green Monster. I don't use the Green Monster anymore. It's too much of a monster. I don't know. It's too big. But years ago, I took a look, and I popped into a footnote. And I was like, holy smokes. This is what a pshat. So Rav Aaron Cutler, Zatza, set over a new pshat in the Sugya Mitzvah Sheni, which I thought was like, whoa, this is like great. Rav Bosa, is there any such thing as a Mitzvah Sheni? Says, there's no such thing as a Mitzvah Sheni. There's a din, there's a psul kahal called Mitzri. You convert it, used to be a Mitzri, you convert it, is a status still, you're still a Mitzri. Mitzri lo yava b'kal Hashem until door shlishi. There's something called Mitzri. And the shame Mitzri starts to slowly dissipate. Kind of every generation gets a little weaker until you get the door shlishi, and then it's gone. So there's Mitzri Rishon, there's Mitzri Sheni, and then Mitzri Shlishi is already mutter. She says, when you testify that this guy is a Mitzri Sheni, and now Kasha Zaman happens, you know what you become? You develop a psul called Mitzri. Because there's no such psul as Mitzri Sheni. No such thing. Mitzri Sheni is a second generation Mitzri. As the psul starts to ebb. But there's no such psul as Mitzri Sheni. It's Mitzri Sheni is a second generation Mitzri. So are you a second generation Mitzri or not? So the Aiden Zomerman, they testify this guy was a Mitzri Sheni, he was his father was a Mitzri Rishon. He's a Mitzri Sheni. What are we going to slap them with? A din of Mitzri. And now, when does this din Mitzri ebb? Another two generations from now. Which means his son is a Mitzri Sheni, and there's a psula of lo velo le zara. Maybe I didn't explain that as well as Rav Aaron Cutler says it, so I'm going to read it his words. It says as follows. Yesoma, mitzri risha, mitzri sheni, shem psul echad. It's one psul. It's not two psulim. Psul mitzri risha, mitzri sheni. Ve'ein hevda mahoti b'chumras psulam. There's no difference between them. There's no difference between them. There's one generation later, this one expires. Ela shalachi, shem psul zenim shachad dora shlishi. Ume'acha she'ein b'torah ela shem echad shal psul mitzri. Nimsa she'onesh hazama be'edim hu psul mitzri. And Hayadin knows in Shiyoch Alein Psul Mitzri Rishon. Shehem Rishon will be Chalos Psul Bohem. Vezera Shalhem will be Psul Mitzri Sheni. And therefore the din will be Lo Velo Le Zaro. In other words, the Adim Zomimim would become Mitzri Rishon. Lo Velo Le Zaro. And you have the same exact Psul. I don't care about the father. There's no such thing as Psul Mitzri Sheni. So Mitzri, and now the Eidim Zon would become would be able to have Mitzri Shenis and Lo Velo Zara. Yeah. That happens to be true. It happens to be true, but there is no such thing. There's no animal called Mitzri Sheni. Mitzri Sheni is a person who is a second generation Mitzri. But there's no psul called Mitzri Sheni. There's no such psul. You're right. So we're going to be more machmer on the... we're saying this guy has a psul of Mitzri, which in his case expires in his generation. That psul Mitzri is going to apply to the Eden Zomen, and in their case, it's going to take two generations to expire. That's the Chiddush of Rav Karl. I thought it was a fantastic idea. Anyway, let's move on. Oh my gosh! Let's just. I gotta go vite. I'm going too slow. Let's go. So I want to just read a ritva to you. The ritva at the end of again. You'll see it's connected. So the ritva wants to know, gentlemen, when I go ahead and establish that this Eidim Zomim to establish this guy's a halal. So what do we do to the Eidim Zomim? Malchus. Now, was my impact when I testified he's a halal? Is it only the fact that he can't do chen and he can't do avodah based on mitzvahs, etc.? Is there any financial piece to it? Yeah, there's a financial piece too. He's not allowed to collect matnos, kahuna, and that's money. So that, when it comes to that money, why don't we require the Ein Zomim to do what? To pay the money because they're being mazik him financially as well. So no, the taima delo meshamiluhu. So the Ritva gives three answers. Answer number one is Ibai's aim of Mishum Duhu to have a midi de lo kits. Umistama lorma torva silukhazama eleba midi de kits shall epsilaske miyak. The chain perish mori harash boza. So, what is the first approach of the Ritva? Why is that we're not going to be machai in Zom to pay money? Because it's a midi de lo kits. What does midi de lo kits mean? It is not a fixed sum certain. And since it's not a fixed sum certain, it's an amorphous sum. You're not mechayev unless you can identify a clear amount of hezek, and that we can't do. Okay, answer number one. Answer number two. Ibai sayim mishum dahave pseida lo bari hezeka ugrama ba'almahu. This he calls a grama. The kavasei ba'alma potter. After all, who knows if he's going to get matnos kuna? Some kohanim have a lot of friends. Some kohanim have less friends, and therefore he has no real entitlement. What? It's causality. It's a caused impact, but it's not a direct impact. Meaning to say, it's an indirect impact. That is to say, does he have any rights to anyone's matnos kuhuna?
No.
He has no rights.
But he's gonna prevent.
He might have a. Someone might give him, but it's a might give him. He has no concrete rights now. Does he have a shibud on anyone's truma?
No.
He has no shibud on anyone's truma. Rather, everyone has a mitzvah's nesina. So who will they give it to? Anyone who wants. And even though, let's say, he has a best friend. a best friend Yisrael who always dishes in Tshuma. Does that make a difference?
No.
No. Why? Because okay, you can always give it to someone else. That is approach number two. Yafen. Then he says approach number three. He says very simple. Very simple. Watch this. V'od, pirush v'tois v'taima, t'akeven d'lo mekaymin bo'azama, d'may d'have ikar saudaisi. Since we're not doing hazama on what? On the primary edus, that the edim are chalalim, ben grusha ben chalutza, lo mekaymina luhu beha. We're also not going to go ahead and accept and require them to pay money. Because the lo mekayt minan hazama lechatzayin. Because you don't do hazama lechatzayin. Where do you see you don't do hazama lechatzayin? Kedarminim bigamara vasisem lo velo lezaro. To give to them and not to their kids is hazama lechatzayin. And to go in and say, we're not going to turn him into a halal. We'll give him malchus for that. But you got to pay money? That would be hazama lechatzon. We don't do hazama lechatzon. In other words, what's the Ritva saying? L'shitasi. Tos saying to give a knas, to slap the tati with the onesh, and not the children, that is hazama lechatzon. We'll close with the following point.
And what was the
third answer that is, lo mekaminan hazama lechatzon. You're saying we're not going to do the din of hazama by Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, turn into Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, but they're still going to have to pay money for the matnos kahuna. That's doing a partial. Lo velo lazaro tells you don't do partial. Now watch this. I testify about a woman, an Ashes Ish. Shizinsa. I testify that she committed znus. What are the consequences of her committing znus? What's going to happen to her? She is going to get killed. And is she going to receive her estate? Are they going to receive a ksuba?
No.
Why? Because who caused the end of this marriage?
She did.
So it's a chiv misa. And she loses her ksuv. They're found to be Edom Zom. So what's going to happen to them? They're going to be chayv misa. Are they going to have to pay 200 zuz?
No.
No, why not?
Why not?
Because kimlei b'derabimine. Kimlei b'derabimine. 1 second. Wait a second. But they caused her to what? To get killed. They also wanted to have her lose her. Ksuva asks the Ritva, Wait a second. Why is that not kasher zamam le lechatzon? Why is that not a partial kasher zam? So if it gives a very, very big answer, I'm not going to spend time on it, although I could. Says, Kimlei, Kavan de Kimlei b'derabine, din Torah, shebekol makom sheyesh misa umamon. We have misa and mamon. Hamisa omedes b'makom shneim. Vekula hazamai. Is this called hazam lechatzon? No. Why not? Because when you killed the Eden Zomim, inside the killing of the Eden Zomim is also the Chivon. So did they get everything they intended to do?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they did. But halachically they did. So therefore that's called not Kasher Zomim Lemechza, but Kasher Zomim in total. How that works, why that is, that is a sugya of getting to the guts of Kimlei b'derabinei. Getting to the guts of Kimlei b'derabinei is an amazing, amazing Rashi Bav Metzia. Amazing Rashi Bav Metzia. I'll leave you with this. Esnan Zona. You all know what an Esnan Zona is? You know what a Zona is? you decide you want to hire a zona, and you give her an animal for payment, and now she wants to use the animal as a carbon on the mizbeach. No good. No good. No go. No go. Not appropriate. Eslan zona. Let's say, oy vey, oy vey. Can't believe I'm not giving a shirv to you till Sunday. Let's say, I am, but not here. Eslan zona, you're hiring a zona. But it happens to be not stam a zona, it happens to be your mother. And you're negotiating, and you agree on a set as the price for services rendered. Amar Rabba, what about the Esnan? Is the Esnan mutter l'mizbech? What's my question? Because you chayv misa for this act. So is there a chiyuv mamon when you're chayiv misa?
Yes, there is.
If there's a chiyuv mamon, which the Torah in a certain sense says you don't have to pay, but there's a chiyuv mamon, is the esnan plate, and is it also on mizbeach? So the Gemara says, esnan asra Torah, afilu ba'al ima. Even if the bio is with your mother. Esnan asra Torah, afilu ba'al ima. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means somehow there's still a, even though there's kimle, there's still a chiyuv mamon there. There's still a chiyuv mamon there. And somehow the mamon is absorbed into, does he have to pay her or her estate? Does he have to pay her the esnan? Does he have to give her the animal? He doesn't have to give her the animal because of kimle. He's going to get killed. But is the animal still tainted? Yes. So the interplay of Misa Mamon Kimle, this Ritva, that Sigma of Metzia, I'm not going to talk about it. But there's a lot there. There's a lot there. And take a look. If you look at the footnote in the Ritva, he says a lot on this topic. Okay. Mincha 110.